Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Moenkel. On today's program, we visit with Arlene Wuerl and Meredith Clark with the Knoxville Police Department about their new positions and some snow ordinance reminders.
Arlene Wuerl, you're taking over for Therese Augustine, who recently retired from her position here at the department. Is it fair to say that those are pretty big shoes to fill?
Those are enormous shoes to fill. Therese is a longtime, very, very valued employee of the Knoxville Police Department. She had 34 years of service here at the police department, starting as a dispatcher. So she knew a little bit about everything, how the office ran. So those are big shoes. Fortunately, she was right here with me the whole time I've been here, and teaching me like from day one. Everything that she knew, she wanted everybody else to know how to do. And so she cross-trained and everything, so yeah.
So basically, once you took over for her new position, you were able to just, you were off and running, right?
Correct, yes, yeah. She'd been working with me over the last couple of months. She had given a notice of retirement. And so we worked together on where my position was gonna go.
All right, so what exactly is the position called then, and what are the duties of it?
The position is the administrative assistant for the Knoxville Police Department office. And so it kind of oversees paying the bills in the office, doing the daily log, which puts all the information together, what the officers have dealt with the day before, and then it lets the other officers read it and know everything that had gone on when they were not on duty and on shift. So catches everybody up to speed, putting the stats together, reports like that, taking care of the incoming parking tickets and logging them and things like that.
All right. Well, Meredith, you're new to the department, is that right?
That's correct.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you learned of this position here.
I am a Knoxville native, was born and raised here. I saw the position advertised and I thought it was really interesting and something I thought I would be good at and could really make an impact in the community doing. So that's what kind of turned me on to this position.
Well, and community service officer, right? That's the title?
Correct.
So tell us a little bit about your role, some of the things that you're responsible for now.
A lot of the things I'm responsible for are kind of code enforcement and just kind of being the eyes and the ears of the community a little bit. If people have an issue or something they'd like to just ask questions about regarding city code, they can call and email me and we'll help find an answer, try to resolve an issue they might have. I work in the office also, handling some records and answering the phone, helping to support the officers here and working alongside and learning from Arlene now.
Right. Well, and I'm sure that's just an added bonus, learning from someone who had worked in the position for so long, right alongside you as you get started, right?
Yeah, it's been wonderful. She's been an amazing mentor. I don't think I could have a better coworker to learn from.
We have clicked very well. So
yes.
I'm excited too.
Yeah, it's been really great. She's just got so much knowledge and information, and I'm really looking forward to continuing our journey of learning together.
So if there's a code enforcement issue, then they can contact Meredith now. Okay. But the police department is still the number they will call, mm-hmm. and they'll probably get Meredith answering. But if not, we'll get them in touch with Meredith. She also has an email address that they can email concerns or questions to.
Well, and of course, kind of segueing here, we're in the middle of winter. Maybe it's a good time to get across some reminders as far as snow ordinances are concerned.
Sure. So some important things to keep in mind is the city ordinance, and it states that snow is to be removed from your sidewalks 24 hours after the end of the snowfall. Also, you cannot push or throw snow onto the property of another person, and you cannot pile it higher than 24 inches or within 50 feet of an intersection.
Which is kind of important today because I think we're going to be getting a lot of snow.
Yes.
So we thought maybe people should keep that as a reminder too.
And if you have a fire hydrant on your property, be sure to keep that clear as well.
And what happens if you or someone else comes across a sidewalk that has not been cleared 24 hours after the snowfall?
If the property owner does not remove the snow or ice within 24 hours, the city may do so and will assess the cost against the property owner for the collection in the same manner as.
Thanks to Arlene Wuerl and Meredith Clark with the Knoxville Police Department for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.